meeting has been nothing but process all day. I just think it might be a little bit of an overreach at this point. I think it's very likely, because if there's a program council, I'm not entirely sure what a local programming committee would do that would be different. I think it's likely that that is the way that it will play out. But I think maybe at this point, formalizing that the members of the program committee are in fact the LSB delegation to the program council, maybe further than we can go today. Because I think there may be issues about the number that we don't know the answer to at this point. And I just feel like it may just be a little bit further than we can go today. Although it may very well end up that way down the line, and probably would if logic kind of holds. I'm not sure.
Just a note. Andrea, could you split the inclusions and racism, sexism? They're two different committees.
Oh, one's
a committee, yeah, one's, yeah. And it's, yeah, right, uh-huh. Yeah, it's inclusion. We can have that, yeah, right. Actually, they both are, but they're two separate committees. Right, yeah. I just learned that after having a racism, sexism meeting, that there's a committee of inclusions, and then there's the racism, sexism, and discrimination committee. I really wanted to have them both the same, but it didn't work that way. So I'm now the secretary of the PMB's racism group.
Okay, yeah. Andrea's point of information then.
So these are all meant to be... These are all meant to be LSB committees, or
no.
These are...
No.
RMS
no.
is national.
Yeah.
They really belong there. We have a separate agenda item for it.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, we have representatives, and I think Aki was... We elected people here. I think Aki was elected, and I think Pam.
So just to clarify...
Pamela Drake.
Can't be on top.
So that's,
yeah.
That's a different agenda item.
Yeah, but we do have to do the inclusion, though. You can leave it there just to make sure we still have these same people, though. Yeah. We exactly.
Right.
Okay,
so
Brian.
Put it back up there. Yeah.
Pick up a mic, please.
Yes. Your plea?
Pick up a mic.
Oh.
For the record,
pick up on my plea. I was like, are you pleading with me? How many of these committees are you guys thinking are just whoever's interested sign up?
None
of them. Okay. Here's my concern. I feel like we're spinning our wheels having the conversation that a small cross-partisan group of people should have before the meeting starts. And my brain hurts because we've already been here for 4 hours and 10 minutes. I did not know, because it was not on the agenda, how many committees, which committees, or how many seats you want to populate. And I would note that we're down 10 people now who aren't going to get to run for any of these if we elect them right now.
Because they left the meeting.
So maybe, I mean, my thought is maybe we should set up a small, temporary governance committee that can bring a proposal on the committee structure to our next meeting, saying these are the committees, these are the number of seats, these are how we should elect them. And then we can have that on the agenda so everybody knows what we're electing going into the meeting, so that if they can't make it to the meeting, they can say via email ahead of time, this is what I'm interested in. Because it seems like we're headed for just a train wreck here. I mean, we've done this before. We've created committees in a sloppy fashion, and they don't get anything done.
Okay, Tracy.
Well, it's possible that a great fight would break out about who gets to be on the outreach committee and the fundraising committee and the technology committee. I don't actually think so, but it's possible that these will be greatly contested formal elections. I suspect that may not be the case, and that this is really just a question of accepting the relevant volunteers here today and asking them to convene a meeting and reach out to the other board members. I think we can simply cap the number of members on a committee and fill as many of those seats today as we can. And if there are empty seats, fill them up next time. Because my sense of it is that if we use the 7-member model, we'll have lots of empty seats. If we even use a 5-member model, we will probably have a considerable amount of empty seats, and let's get the board members who are here signed up for the committees that they want to be on, and then we can fill in with the people who were not here.
But either it's sign up or it's election. Yeah.
It's an election if more people volunteer or are nominated than there are available seats. My guess is in most of these committees, not an issue. If we have something contested, we can put it off till next time. But I've never seen a contested fundraising committee election. I really haven't. So I'm not quite sure why we're expecting that dynamic.
Okay, Andrea?
I think that I get your point. I understand. I think what we might be able to do productively here today is get a sense of who wants to be on which committees and use that as a proposal that we could at least walk out of here knowing, you know, that one of our committees is understaffed or whatever. You know, we can make those proposals about where to cap the, if we need to cap it. I don't feel like all these committees need to have a limit. I think the more the merrier. I really am looking forward to working with staff, looking forward with the community, looking forward with anybody who will come. So can we consider, would people be willing to consider this the creation of the proposal and that can be amended next time, but at least even a preliminary group could get started. We're so late getting this going.
Okay, Dan and then Chandra.
Well, I like Andrea's idea. I'd like to move things forward. I'd like to make it in the form of a motion. Maybe even it would be uncontested motion. I move as follows. I move that we populate each of the committees except the governance committee with volunteers and see who would volunteer to convene each committee. And the second part of the motion is that I move that we ask our three elected board officers, that is the chair, vice chair, and secretary, to serve as our governance committee.
Do I hear a second?
I'd like to amend that motion.
Okay, they're, who seconded?
I didn't. I said I'd like to amend that motion.
Okay.
I think the governance committee should include also the PMB officers.
Thank you.
Oh, look at him crying already.
Joe, Brian.
I think we should just do this informally today. Why don't we do what we did for what date should we meet? Let's say, who wants to be on tech? Raise your hand. We'll put the names down for each committee. See where we're at. If we find out, some people here might know that some of the people not here are interested in a particular committee. So you could put a name forward of somebody that's not present also. The other thing that I want to remind people is that we agreed to open up all the committees except personnel and governance to community people. And we've got to put that out, too, because there's only four community people here today. There are more that may be interested in being on some of these committees. So I think we should cap the number of LSB people and then ask for, you know, volunteers as well, especially for fundraising and outreach.
What do you mean we agreed? I'm not saying it's a bad idea, but what do you mean we agreed?
In the past, except for the last couple of years,
we have always... we've always had community people on these committees.
Actually, I've been remiss. There's actually a motion pending.
You can have personnel. You can have community people on a confidential committee like personnel. So in the past, we've always had that. And I would like to, maybe I should put it this way. I would like to reestablish that policy. Does that sound better to include community people? Because we'll need them. We need the work, and we need people to help. Realistically, we're not going to have six functioning committees. Come on, folks. We know that.
Okay, I should have stopped the comments at the time the motion was offered. Dan offered a motion. Andrea then offered an amendment. Andrea, please restate your amendment. Okay. Did someone? Was there a second?
Point of information. What is the governance committee here going to do? Once I hear some break, can we wait till it needs to happen?
Maybe you could create agendas. Maybe you could come up with a schedule of meeting times.
Let me try to be a little more proactive here. Apologies for just for not being. But
I take back my since I look at
your amendment.
I take back my amendment.
Okay, but let me suggest that we try to carry out Chandra's suggestion and just see if we can populate some of these committees here and now, whether we complete that task or not, and then at least be halfway down the road.
You need to answer Andrea's question.
Okay.
People need to know what they're signing up for.
Okay, Andrea?
I'd like to move that we suspend the rules
and have
an informal conversation.
Yes,
okay. We can do that, and Dan. Dan had a motion pending. Dan, do you mind if we suspend your motion as well as suspend the rules?
No.
Okay. Let's. Any objections? Okay. Ten minutes of.
Yep.
10 minutes of informal procedure starting now.
So do we just start yelling at each other, or are you still going to put people on a stack?
Well, I guess we'll still have to have a stack, and I guess it'll start with you.
So each of these committees, at one point or another, were set up by a motion of the local station board. Some of them as far back as 6 years ago, which was before I was on the board. The governance committee we set up 2 years ago. Our motion said it would be 4 people, that they would be elected by STV. The goal was if you have factions, you have 2 from one side, 2 from another, only consensus proposals get out of the committee. And it's to look at the processes that we as a board use to review and recommend changes to our committee structure, right, so that this conversation happens in committee instead of in front of 25 sleepy punch drunk people. To look at a strategic planning process for the LSB. A couple of the things it did do before we stopped making quorum was create a self-evaluation process for the LSB so that once a year we check in on how we're doing as a board, which we got halfway through last year. That's what a governance committee is supposed to do. Outreach, the practice, I was not around when it was formed, was always whoever signs up works on it. It's a working committee. You do the work. You get the word out about the station. You know, this is not something that takes divisive votes. You either work or you don't. Fundraising we actually set up as a 3-person committee elected by STV. And we had trouble filling it, although we eventually found 3 people. Technology set up before my time. I don't know that it's ever met in the past 5 years. Program committee set up before my time. I don't know that it's ever met in the past 5 years. Richard Phelps was the last chair of record. Committee of Inclusion set up by our bylaws. It hasn't met in 5 years, but it's supposed to look at issues of diversity and make non-binding recommendations. That's what I know about them. Now, the ones that had specific structures set up by motion, if we want to change the structure, you know, we got to move something to do it.
Tracy?
I really, really, really think that we are in the process of paralyzing ourselves with structures that we don't need and that this is really not that complicated. There are six committees on the wall. The national anti-racism sexism is irrelevant. There's 25 people on this board. If everyone signs up for one committee and five hearty volunteers, and I will volunteer to be one of them, will sign up for two committees, then every committee can be populated with a nice round five people. The advantage of that is, and we can have as many community members as we want above and beyond those five board members, but those five board members will exist for quorum purposes, and it means you can get work done if three board members can get themselves into the room at the same time, which is a parallel structure that works well. Considering how much work we have to do and the fact that we keep setting up informal task forces and things around all of this, I mean, all of a sudden I'm on a financial task force that didn't exist until 10 minutes ago, and that's okay. But I'm just saying, I really think that we're making this a lot harder than it needs to be. Fights do not have to break out about this. These are not partisan issues. We need five board members on each committee. Those of us who are here need to make our one or two committee selections today. Those who are not here can add their names next week. I'd really like to see us move along. I think, we forget that we ever had a history and ever did this before. I mean, most of these committees have been around for years. I'm sure this was done before by previous boards. And two, we're making it more complicated than it is.
Pamela?
I don't know if I need that. So it seems to me now we're doing informal, and after what Andrea's been asking about us getting on doing something, and we heard a report saying we're going to run out of money. I can't see why we need more than outreach and fundraising right now. Everyone should be doing it whether they're on a committee or not, or have some sort of ideas of actually we should put down things that we're willing to do rather than committees we're willing to sit on, but actual things we're willing to do. And I do think probably governance could be, the officers could find a way to do that without us making a big deal about that. But otherwise, I don't see what else we should be doing than trying to keep the station going.
So why doesn't someone just go up there and call for names and write
Why don't we all just go write our names?
Is that okay?
Thank
you.
Concerned listeners are taking over outreach. It's a coup!
Since we're already on the we, meaning Aki and Pamela, on the racism, sexism committee, can you link us into inclusion? Because they're pretty much the same. Okay, Andrea, and that would cover those two, last two.
Aki.
Aki.
And Pamela.
Yeah. Right. And Pamela. Okay, so we can report in nationally that we're covered on that. And you ditto that to racism, sexism, the same people. Okay, good.
It can include that.
Yeah, right, cool.
Or why?
Kind of connected to programming, and I'm going to fundraising.
Programming?
Programming, I guess, and I was going to say tech,
Yes, is your RPMD.
How can you not?
I'm somewhat persuaded by the argument that we don't actually need a local tech committee. We've got enough to do to get the national tech committee really functioning effectively.
It's okay.
So, I don't know. You want to be on the tech committee?
I think we should be on the tech committee.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, put me down. We'll figure out.
It seems like the website issues and all those cool ideas about how to interactivity.
Put him on tech.
It would be awesome if it was just easier to get meetings posted.
Okay.
I'm working with Michael on the transmitters. That would be great.
I'll be on tech. But also, I could be an advisor to outreach because we do... I didn't want my name totally on there, but I'll... Well, because we do outreach...
Can we put Ray?
Can we just put Ray? Because we do outreach 2 or 3 times a year, and we generally have about 50 or 60 applicants per outreach for our program, and it's already drawing a lot of people in, so I can help.
Okay.
We can use that pool to do a broader outreach strategy, and it's already bringing in people, so it's helpful.
I can't. The hiring committee is going to wipe out my time.
What about fundraising? Fundraising.
Well, at least Joe came to join you.
Does anybody know of anybody else who wants to be on a particular committee?
There's 9 people for him here.
Put her on fundraising since she's not here.
Well, I actually kind of hope that these fundraising
I think the next
would
really be very
But actually talk to the GM about doing the fundraising.
Yeah, sure. Put her on their fund, yeah, that's good.
We can put Banache on fundraising.
Yes.
So we have personnel, so we got we're all
covered. Did Sasha want to be on the program?
She's on personnel.
She'll have to let us know, but okay. She's on personnel.
So
we got to repeat
that. So how about bringing this grid on the committees that you ran for? If we decide that outreach needs to be capped, we'll have an election. And the rest of the committees, it looks like there's plenty of space for whoever wants to do it.
So let's. Can we, coming out of our informal discussion, can we bring a motion to call this a pro tem committee appointments pending finalization at our next meeting, so they can start working, start rolling with who they got, and it's still open to people who aren't here?
Can we have conveners?
Chandra.
I guess we're not informal now.
We are.
Okay.
Our 10 minutes is up, but we can extend it.
Okay, because I would like to make a motion. I move that one person from each committee volunteer to be the convener, and that convener would also put an email out to the rest of the LSP asking for volunteers for that committee, and then set the date and hold the meeting.
I see. That's good.
Because I come across.
Go ahead.
I don't know if this is a friendly amendment or not. I just wonder if it's possible if we could even establish. I know by Friday it's going to be a heck of a lot easier for us to just decide a date here that we're all in the room. We could take those couple minutes. Because I would love to have certainly at least one meeting before we. And I know that these are not finalized. And so what we would do is sort of flesh out the proposal, perhaps talk about the responsibilities of outreach and sort of not.
I'm going to suggest that we do that in the hands of the convener. I mean, we're out of here in 30 minutes.
Yeah. If we could get a convener for each of those, we're okay.
We're going to have to add people in. I think that's for
the typically the chair appoints conveners. I mean, if we don't pick them as a group, Anthony would just say, hey, can you call the first meeting?
Andrea Pritchard, outreach.
Well, Andrea already offered to do outreach.
Okay.
We just voted.
So I guess
guess my motion is not seconded and is off the table.
No, we agree.
We agree with
we're
you.
We're in committee of the whole board to do it.
All right, so who's going to convene technology?
Convene technology volunteers.
Henry.
All
right, now it'll be fundraising.
Who's going to convene fundraising? Tracy's going to convene fundraising?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, there she goes.
Program.
Anthony's
going to convene governance.
I'll volunteer to convene.
Well, that's all the officers.
And
Quiet is his cap. It's all the
PMV. Tracy, you're convening two committees. Is that okay?
Quiet is his cap.
No, you didn't tell me I was convening.
Well, you were saying yes to somebody else. Everybody thought yes, meaning to that. I know.
Thank you.
Well, Joe's the only one who hasn't volunteered, so you should volunteer to do that.
Well, he's vice president of the whole mess.
Anthony, why don't you do that program committee?
No, he can't. He's got to do it.
One person can convene two committees. Yeah. It is possible.
Not me.
I would like for them to merge the two.
I don't mean to volunteer.
What do you say, Henry?
I can convene technology.
I can do the technology, yes, that's fine.
Thank you.
You want to switch?
All right, have the
Yeah, that's cool.
All right,
we're done. So if we're out of informal discussion, I'll make it a formal motion that the contents of that board be the local station board's pro tem committee appointments, and that we finalize them. That the officers by email give absent LSB members a chance to express interest in all of these committees, and that we finalize their composition at our next meeting.
It's a motion.
Any objection?
I have a question. So just to be clear, I just want to be clear about committees. Committees, yes, are conveners empowered to invite members of the public?
Our bylaws require that the meetings be publicly noticed. Your question is, can they put more people on the committee? What Robert says is only the appointing body can add people to the committee. So technically, if members of the public want to be on a committee, they have to throw their name here and we say cool during a consent calendar or something.
Yeah. So the idea is that Robert, that was voting members. So the idea is that if we were to have a meeting in 2 weeks, an outreach committee,
they have to be publicly noticed and open to members of the public. So people should be able to come in and participate in the discussions.
Okay. So I can begin to collect. So when I come back here next month, I can say, hopefully, that this list of community people want to be on this committee, and would they be voting members?
If you want to make them voting members, the board has to sign off. It's like a consent calendar item. You don't even need to discuss it.
Okay. Was there any objection to Brian's motion?
No.
Hearing none, it's approved.
Okay.
Aki, do you have the text of Brian's motion? Or Brian, can you provide it to Aki?
Email it.
Do you want to read it back, or do you want me to write it out for you?
Okay. Because oftentimes they go back and listen to the people.
And Andrea, governance is your officers.
Thanks, Jim.
Usually. Yeah, right. And with the PMB.
And you're copying down what's on the blackboard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it would be nice to stabilize all our. Yeah.
A couple of us should do that.
It's fine. It's my year of learning before I get out of here. Thanks. All the officers and people. It really should be Joe.
Join another committee. Join another committee. What do you got to lose but your last 3 evenings of a week?
I'm
It's Tuesday. This must be GovCon. Okay, any other business as regards Gillespie committees? If not, next item is the PNB report. Well, we have all our PNB reps present.
Yeah, I just have one item of significance to report on.
Let's have order, please.
Folks, this is the PNB report.
Yeah, the one item I have to of significance I have to report on in terms of motions the PNB has entertained is that currently it's an amendment. So there's two proposed bylaws amendments. One is to Article 6, Section 4. Currently, and this mainly affects the PNB, although it could affect, although we don't have special meetings that often, the LSBs. Currently, the PNB, as you know, holds most of its meetings by teleconference, and the only regular meetings of the PNB, such as this meeting, are its in-person meetings, which are four a year. So that all the telephone conferences are technically special meetings, which means that unless an item has been noticed for the agenda 7 days in advance, it can't be put on the agenda unless it's a two-thirds vote supporting putting that on the agenda. So what this bylaws amendment essentially does, it still keeps them as special meetings, but I'll read you the, and I'll forward you the email, I mean the language of my email later. It says that the special meeting shall require 7 days advance notice, which is what is the case currently. Any director may place an agenda item on the agenda if submitted to the PNB secretary 7 days in advance. However, and then motions from committee will not be subject to this requirement. In other words, anything that comes out of committee in between meetings gets on the agenda automatically as long as it came out of the committee. However, even though you have that 7-day notice requirement, any director may submit an agenda item after that time or even at the meeting prior to the approval of the agenda with the consent of the majority of directors present and voting. Essentially, it's sort of a end run around the block on adding items to the agenda, and I think the intent of it is to just make it, you know, to streamline the process, so it's easier for the board to get business done. And I think the same would apply here locally if the bylaws amendment were to be adopted. So that's what in order now. So the way the process works, I think, as you all know, is that the PNB says that, yes, you know, this bylaws amendment is worth considering and sends it to the LSBs to consider. If three LSBs agree, then the bylaws are amended accordingly. The other bylaws amendment has to do with the restriction on people running for office staying on the board. So currently as it is, if you're on the board and you decide you want to run for mayor of Oakland or something, the moment you put your papers in, you have to resign from the LSB. What this bylaws amendment would do would lift that restriction and say you can go ahead and run only at the point when, if in the event you get elected and you take office, then you'd have to resign. But if you run, you don't get elected, you know, you don't have to relinquish your LSB seat. So those are the two motions. We should probably have them on the agenda for discussion, at the next meeting. And in the meantime, I will forward them by email so we can maybe, you know, discuss it on email and see what we want to do. I mean, personally, I think the first one is a good idea to try to so we can get to more business and are not hamstrung by the procedural bar. The second one, I can see both sides of it. I'm not sure what I think. I think there's good reasons, good arguments could be made on both sides of that question.
Tracy?
I'm a will be very fast. For those who may not know, there's a Pacifica National Board meeting here in Berkeley. It's now been scheduled July 16th through 18th, which will come up fast. So there will be requests for airport transportation and other logistical stuff coming out both to the board shortly, probably right after the next in-person at the end of the month, and also to community folks to help with all the logistical stuff.
What happens to the proposal to have cops at our meetings?
We've already got cops here.
Well, yeah, well, that obviously it went nowhere. I mean, as to this specific meeting, I think what the motion passed by the PNB was passed in light of events or situations at WBAI in the past, and as Ahmad talked about at KPFK more recently, where I think people felt that situation became serious enough where people felt they had to take mm-hmm. it seriously. I think it's a situation where, you know, each LSB can choose to or not adopt that practice. But that's where it is.
Okay, Andrea or Sharam, anything to add?
What happened to the recalcitrant thing? What happened? That goes back to, it goes back up. Okay, yeah, right. The recalcitrant local station board. So that's passed back up to the governance body to really look at that.
Okay, questions of our LSB reps, Brian?
Just the next PMB meeting would be in 2 weeks from now, right?
Right.
In Los Angeles, in person.
And we don't know what hotel yet.
Sportsman's Lodge.
Oh, I haven't been on the EL. So we're going to be at the Sportsman's Lodge.
It's a bit sexist.
It's close to KPFK. It's primary advantage.
Okay.
I think it has a large swimming pool. And
which we never use anyway.
Okay, Brian has the floor. Let's keep order a little longer. Brian?
It's just a comment, and I'll try to make it quick. It sounds to me, and I'm on the outside, like there's an incredible gap between the type of information Simon is giving us and the conversations that the National Board is having. WBAI is over $1 million in debt. WPFW is over $500,000 in debt. KPFA doesn't know how it's paying its bills this summer. KPFT and KPFK, last time I checked, were just treading water. KPFT is maybe the only station with any reserves. A national office is perpetually several months behind on its bills to Democracy Now! And Free Speech Radio News. I don't understand why it seems like all the conversations and activity on the national board are about procedure, notice requirements for meetings, how to exact revenge against local station boards that aren't aligned with the national board majority. It seems like you have a board that's in complete denial about what the actual problems are confronting the organization.
Tracy, then Joe.
First of all, I kind of resent that characterization since I spent 27 hours at last note on National Finance Committee meetings since January 31st in the past 2.5 months, going over line by line the station budgets of 5 stations, 4 of which I had never seen before in my life. There are hours that have gone into examining the auditor's letter in detail. I believe a copy of that was sent to all the members of the local station board.
Just the audit, not the auditor's letter. I'd love to see it.
I have it, and I'll send it to you. I believe it needs to be a confidential document in terms of board officers. But yes, I'll send it out, and I'm sorry if I neglected to do that. There are several financial motions that are in process. They have not yet been passed, and this is a report back about things that have occurred. It's not a line-by-line conversation. And, of course, you know, the calls are streamed. I think that's an unfair characterization. There's been a tremendous amount of discussion about the financial situation on an ongoing basis. It has not yet resulted in a concrete reportable back action, and I think the reason for that is that the issues are complicated and large and people are trying to be responsible. It's a lot more important than bylaws amendments about procedure, which you can zip through kind of quick because really the stakes are kind of low. Where the stakes are high, people really want to do something that makes sense and will make a difference. And so it's not instantaneous, and that's probably just as well. I don't know what to tell you. I'm working pretty hard on it. I can't speak for everybody, of course, but I don't think it's a fair characterization.
Yeah, no, sure. Of course. I mean, as I, you know, I'm reporting back on a significant item that the LSB will have to act on. It's a procedural matter from the LSB and government under bylaws amendment. Obviously, there's lots of other things going on, as Tracy has discussed. So, yeah, that's an odd characterization of the work that the PNB is doing. I reported on a specific thing because that's what I thought, that's what I chose to report on, what the LSB should. It's an action item for the LSB. Now, we can have a long discussion about the rest of the PNB stuff, and as the PNB has been doing, if you listen to the teleconferences and the committee meetings, but I was approaching it from a standpoint of reporting back an action item for the LSB, and so we can get through the rest of the agenda.
Yeah, I think what Brian is saying, what I'm gathering anyway, is that when we do report back, perhaps we could cover each area that was discussed, maybe a particular format, so that you'll know if it's finances, if it's a new policy, or something like that. But we do know that there's been a lot of work on the finances, but we didn't give detail because it's going back in, if it's my understanding, for review, and it was done in executive session, and some things we can't talk about to report out as of yet. So I could be wrong, any of my members, but that was my understanding. So we couldn't say too much about what's really, really happening until after it's been voted on.
Yeah. No, in fact, Joe. Yeah. It would be worth scheduling an executive session because a lot of the matters in terms of what's happening with the foundation are things that need to be discussed in closed session.
Yeah. So we can't report out yet. There's a gag rule on it. But you know. I agree with you. We need to have some kind of formal structure to report back to the law, and perhaps governance can help us to formulate how we should do that. As opposed to these emotional report backs.
Okay, shall we move on to the voluminous KFCF report?
Okay, I'm going to keep it pretty short. Don't have a lot of time. Not a whole lot of new stuff happening at KFCF. We have a benefit coming up next month. We're doing a local Americana roots rock band is going to be doing a benefit for us, and we hope to raise some money with that. First quarter of this calendar year, we raised 102% of what we raised last year, so we're doing okay. I'd like to see more, but, you know, because expenses are going up. You know, we see things, PG&E phone bills and other stuff going up. But things looking okay for us at the moment, barring any major disasters or anything. So.
When's the benefit, Rich?
That is going to be May 8th at 6 p.m., potluck, 7:30 for the music at the Wolk Gardens in Fresno.
Okay, it looks like the next three items have either been taken care of or... Okay. Next two items have been taken care of, which brings us to the cab item, which is more general, not specifically a report. Joe.
Yeah, so I actually have a motion that's related to this. As I mentioned earlier, as I understand it, the cab... I'm sure it's still functioning, but I do understand that two of the cab members have resigned. At the same time, I think as I reported back at the last meeting, or maybe I just sent it by email, the PNB did pass a motion about the composition of the community advisory board. So what I have here is a motion, basically, the purpose of it is to open nominations for cab members on a rolling basis. So I'll go ahead and put that motion forward. And I'll give the language to Aki in a moment. Pursuant to the resolution passed by the Pacifica National Board regarding the composition and duties of the Community Advisory Board, the KPFA LSB now opens nominations for the CAB. Nominations may be made by LSB members or by community members, and an announcement will be posted on the LSB section of the KBFA website letting community members know how to self-nominate or to nominate someone for the CAB. Can I get a second for that? And again, you know, it's pretty straightforward. We have a motion from a resolution from the LSB about the function and composition of the Community Advisory Board, and ask the LSB to move forward. So all this does is sort of mechanizes that by creating a nomination process. LSB members can tell people to, you know, forward their names or names of people with maybe short bios of LSB members. I mean, for CAB nominees. We should put something on the LSB website announcing it so people know. Ideally, something to go out over the air as well, but we can deal with that later. And at some meeting down the road, we will, consistent with the process, which I believe is an STB process, get, elect people to the CAB. So it's a pretty simple sort of addendum to the PMB version.
I have a point of order.
Okay.
Our agenda item says CAB report. This is a policy motion, not a report, not a response to a report. It's not in our agenda. Shouldn't this be under new business?
When we adopted the agenda, we provided that the CAB item would be more general than strictly a report from the CAB members. Vaki?
Also, with the two people that designed, that means there's only three people on the CAB. And then there's no issue with them having a meeting, as Brian said, in what, 2 weeks? That three people is okay? I mean, that is okay.
Okay. If they were down to four people, then I don't think it's
okay. Just a concern.
Yeah, it's okay. So that's non-functional.
Okay, is there a discussion of Joe's motion? Is there a... Andrea?
Well, I guess I'm wondering if there's anybody, like, if we're trying to generate interest in the CAB, I guess, I presume that at the June 6th meeting, we would put forward nominations at that time.
What, Gavin, yeah. In other words, what this motion asks for is for an announcement to be put on the LSB website so that people
know
about it. And, yeah, at that time, I would encourage people to go out and recruit people, essentially. And then at the June 6th meeting, we can, at the June meeting and at subsequent meetings, it doesn't have to be one-time thing. It could be that at the June meeting, you only have two names, and, you know, you may or may not want both of them. And we can, you know, populate the continue populating the CAB up to the upper limit of whatever the CAB can. It's in the motion. I can't remember offhand, but it's, what? It's like 20 people or something.
Sharam?
Friendly amendment to the motion. The LSB encourages programmers to basically announce this on the air.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's given the time constraints that we have.
Okay, is there any further discussion of this motion? Brian?
I would just encourage our outreach committee to do some work on this because the CAB, as I understand its role, is not supposed to represent just the people who are already listening to your radio station and going to your website.
Right.
It is supposed to analyze how you are responding to the needs of the entire community that encompasses your broadcast area. And at our best, which is 9 a.m. Democracy Now!, we reach about 2% of the radio listeners in that signal area. So there's 98% left to talk to and draw from for a body like this.
Okay, are there any objections to Joe's motion? Okay, Joe, could you...
Well, it places this open nomination. So the motion is pursuant to the resolution passed by the Pacifica National Board regarding the composition and duties of the Community Advisory Board, the KBFA LSB now opens nominations for the CAB nominations may be made by LSB members or by community members. An announcement will be posted on the LSB section of the KBFA website, letting community members know how to self-nominate or to nominate someone for the CAB. And it was amended by Sharam to say that programmers are also encouraged to make to announce, to encourage people on the air to nominate themselves or to nominate people for the CAB.
Okay. Any objection? It appears it's adopted then.
Just one point of information for those that were out of the room during public comment. There was a member of the community that stood up during public comment and self-nominated for the CAB. So whoever takes this up,
to the list.
They should put his name on the list.
Also, Aki emailed all the members some documents, including the Pacifica ethics policy, which also is we've also referred to as the whistleblower. All that's asked is not that you agree to anything, simply that you acknowledge that you have read it. I don't know that if we have to provide this for any legal reasons, but as I say, it doesn't. You're not agreeing to the terms of anything. You're just saying you've read this document. So, has everybody printed out a copy of this, or Aki, do you have a copy? Khan.
I emailed Aki because I don't know. I guess I have a really old version of Word, and so I wasn't able to print out. I can read it online, but I'm not able to print it out. And so I wondered if Aki had bought some copies of it.
Brian?
So it actually asks us to sign and say, I understand this.
If you have
which
questions.
I don't. I have some questions.
I guess you could cross out understand.
It says, if I have questions about it, I'm supposed to ask my supervisors, which I have, and they've never seen it before. Neither have the two managers I've asked at the station. Apparently, this hasn't been issued to any other employees or staff, but it creates specific obligations for employees and staff that it does not create for board members. So I hope, because this looks like signing on to a change in my job description that has not gone through my union, we can spend a couple minutes going through it. Can anyone tell me what it means to say we are dedicated to 100% listener satisfaction?
You're going to get a blood test.
I have always been under the impression as a member of the Pacifica Foundation that if when I put something on the air it doesn't piss off at least a couple people, I'm not doing my job. It says that employees and volunteers should avoid any activity, investment, or interest that might reflect unfavorably on the reputation of the Pacifica Foundation. And I'm wondering if someone could clarify what I might do in my spare time that could get me fired for breach of this policy.
Does anyone, perhaps our PNB members, know the genesis of this document?
The audit committee was, for reasons unknown to me, charged with developing this. It was developed, I think, in 2008. And my understanding is that all general managers were asked to give it out to all staff and volunteers and asked them to sign it over 9 months ago. So I'm not clear why that hasn't been performed. My understanding is that it has gone out at other stations. I guess for some reason it didn't at KPFA. And the idea was basically to bring KPFA or Pacifica into compliance with California Corporations Code regarding the treatment of whistleblowers. That's its primary purpose. And then I think some other text got added in because the chair of the audit committee liked it. And I'll pretty much kind of leave it there. My understanding is...
I don't see the word whistleblowers anywhere in this document.
Yeah,
it's not whistleblower. Sounds like the whistleholder, not
This is the ethics policy. You were sent a total of 3 documents, I think, and the other 2 related to whistleblowers. I think the ethics policy was simply basically an add-on document that some people thought were important.
The only one that requires ask for a signature.
Yeah, I mean, basically it asks people to be honest and ethical, to comply with applicable government laws, maintain the confidentiality of information.
Yeah, I had a question on that, too.
Deal fairly, be accurate, and try to be ethical.
I move to table this because it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, I think the national board has already passed it, so I don't think there's a whole lot of stuff we can do besides feedback.
I apologize.
Well, I definitely want an opportunity to do feedback.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, it's 4 o'clock.
Okay, I made a motion. Well, I'll entertain motion to adjourn.
So be it.
Objection?
No.
Hearing none, we're adjourned.
Just remember to table this.